麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
And we welcome you to this series of messages from the Psalms.
我们今日呢将要同大家去分享来自诗篇的系列信息。
And today we're going to look at Psalm 14.
今日特别邀请大家一起来看下诗篇第14篇。
It's going to tell us about the inner working of the heavenly courts.
它即将要告诉我们听在天堂的法庭里面内部究竟是怎样运作的呢？
It has been said that those who do not learn from history,
那些不能够从历史里面去吸取经验、吸取教训的人，
are doomed to repeat its mistakes.
注定就是要重蹈覆辙的。
History often repeats itself with amazing precision.
其实历史里面呢，经常都会好准确咁样重演、重新去再行多次，系令人好惊奇噶。
In the Bible, we find one repeated event.
喺成本圣经里面，我哋可以见到一个经常反复发生嘅事。
An event that we do not pay much attention to.
而呢件事呢，我哋通常唔系好留意到噶。
What is it?
究竟是什么事呢?
Immediately prior to God's judgment, perversion increases.
原来就是在上帝的审判来临之前，很多很多很多败坏的事情，它会层出不穷地发生。
Corruption becomes rampant.
腐败的行为将会越来越猖獗。
Heightened hostility toward God becomes prevalent.
人对上帝的敌意是不断地升高，而且越来越普遍。
Of course, there has always been perversion in our world.
当然，我们在这个世界上不断是会发生一些败坏的事的。
But immediately prior to a judgment of God,
但是在上帝的审判即将要来到之前，
perversion toward him reaches a fever pitch.
背逆上帝而行的败坏将会达到狂热的地步。
This was the case immediately before the flood.
其实这个情况和当年洪水即将要发生的时间那个情形是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the judgment upon the builders of the Tower of Babel.
现在发生的情况和当年起着巴别塔的时候的人遭受审判之前的情况是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
现在的情况是同所多玛、俄摩拉遭受毁灭之前的情况是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the judgment of Pharaoh who despised God.
现在的情况亦都同审判那个轻慢上帝的法老时候的情况是一样的。
I can go on and on from history.
我可以不断咁样话俾你听，其实历史上面不断发生同样嘅事。
Could we be living in the time that is immediately prior to the coming judgment？
而家我哋系咪已经生活紧喺一个审判即将嚟临嘅时代呢
？There are some who believe that the day of judgment has already begun。
有好多人系认为末日嘅审判已经开始紧啦。
If history is any indication。
如果历史是一个指标的话，
Then the stage is set for the coming judgment.
这样他就是讲紧即将要来到的审判那个舞台已经布置好了。
Well, look around you and see the perversion, the corruption and the hostility toward God.
在你的周围到处都会见到敌对上帝的败坏和堕落。
Today there is hatred toward God's son all across the globe.
今日全球每一个地方都有人仇视上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
There is rampant corruption among those who even claim to be Christians.
即使在自称是基督徒的人群当中，都是充斥着腐败和堕落的。
People may go to church in times of crisis.
当你遇上危机、遇上困难的时候，你可能去教会。
But when the crisis is over, they return to idolatry.
但是当你的危机过去的时候，你可能就回到你去拜偶像的生活里面。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only means for salvation.
今天我要告诉你，其实耶稣基督的福音才是得到救恩的唯一途径。
But it is replaced by many false gospels.
但是今天他被很多虚假的福音所替代。
If history is an indication,
如果历史要说些东西给我们听的话，
then full-blown judgment is around the corner.
这样全面展开的审判是已经迫在眉睫了。
And that makes Psalm 14 a very relevant psalm for us today.
所以今日诗篇第十四篇就同我哋所讲嘅嘢息息相关。如果你有圣经嘅话，亦都请你去翻开圣经嘅诗篇第十四篇。
Again, if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 14.
嗱，讲多次，如果你有圣经嘅话，请你同我哋一齐去睇下诗篇第十四篇。
The fool says in his heart, "There is no God."
喺愚顽人嘅心里面，佢哋会讲根本就冇上帝。
They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile.
佢哋都系邪恶嘅，佢哋行咗可憎恶嘅事。
There is no one who does good.
根本就冇一个人行善。
The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men.
耶和华从天上面去睇下啲世人系点样样噶。
To see if there are any who understand, any who seek God.
佢睇下有冇人系明白系开窍，又有冇人系愿意寻求上帝嘅。
All have turned aside; they have together become corrupt.
但是他看到所有人都偏离正路，一起变为污秽。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
是没有人去行善的，连一个都没有。
Will evil doers never learn?
其实作恶事的人是不是不明白啊？
Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord.
他们要吞噬我的百姓，好像食野一样，并不去求告耶和华。
They are overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous.
他们在那里大大的害怕，因为上帝是在义人的族类里面。
You evildoers frustrate the plan of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge.
你们叫困苦的人的谋算变为羞辱，但是耶和华是他的避难所。
Oh, that salvation from Israel would come from Zion.
啊，但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
When the Lord restores the fortune of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
当耶和华救返他被掳的子民的时候，雅各就要快乐，以色列就要欢喜。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地去听。
King David was inspired by the Holy Spirit to peer into the very proceedings of the heavenly courts.
大卫王是受到圣灵的启示，他看到天上面法庭审讯的实况。
David was given this rare privilege to glimpse into the inner sanctum of God's courts.
诗篇十四篇的作者大卫王是有这样的特权，有幸入到上帝的法院的内庭去看看。
And he tells us three things.
他在这里跟我们讲了三件事的。
He tells us in verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 14 about the court's summons.
在诗篇第十四篇第一节到第三节，他告诉我们关于法庭的呼召传唤。
And then he tells us in verse 4 about the court's summation.
跟住佢喺第四节就话俾我哋听法庭嘅结案陈词系点样噶。
Verses 5 and 6, he describes the judge's sentences.
在第五节、第六节呢，他就描述了法官的判决。
First, he tells us about the court's summation.
首先他告诉我们听法庭的传召是怎样的。
I want you to imagine a courtroom and the judge sitting on a high bench.
请你去想一下，法庭里面一个法官是坐在那个很高很高的审判席上面。
There in the dock is a prisoner.
而在被告席上面就是一个囚犯。
Who is that prisoner?
你问那个囚犯究竟是谁呢？
None other than humanity itself.
原来就是我们全人类。
Keep that visual picture in your mind.
请你思想着这幅图画放在你的脑海里面。
I want to help you understand what David is trying to tell us here.
其实我们是想帮你明白究竟诗人大卫在诗篇第十四篇想说什么给我们听。
Here is the human race sitting in the dock.
原来整个的人类的族群都是坐在被告席上面。
It stand accused of total depravity.
原来是因为我们被指控为彻底的堕落。
The scripture says that the height of depravity is the denial that there is a God.
圣经是这样告诉我们，原来人类最大的堕落就是否认上帝的存在。
A listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地在收听。
Man's deepest desire is that there will be no God.
其实人类啊，最大最大最大最深层的欲望是什么呢？就是最好世界上没有上帝。
That desire in man's heart is so strong.
这个的欲望在人的心底里面是很强烈的。
This desire is so powerful that it turns into a religion.
甚至这个无神的欲望是强烈到一个地步成为了一种的宗教。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
圣经说愚顽人心里面讲话没有上帝的。
You cannot understand who the fool is without understanding who God is.
不过如果你不认识上帝，你就不知道哪些人是愚顽人。
David does not use the name Yahweh or Jehovah in verse 1 of Psalm 14.
在诗篇第十四篇里面，大卫是没有用到耶和华或者雅威这个名字。
But he uses another name for God, Il.
但是在第一节那里，他是用了上帝的另一个名字，就是伊勒。
You say, what is so important about that?
你可能会问，究竟这样是不是很重要先？
Oh, it's very important.
是的，它是很重要的。
Listen very carefully.
希望你能够仔细去听一下。
Jehovah communicates a different character of God than the name Il.
耶和华和伊勒这两个称呼其实是传递着上帝不同的属性。
There are people who would like to believe only in one aspect of God's character.
这个世界有些人只是愿意相信上帝某一方面的特性。
And they want to deny the rest of the character of God.
但是其实他想否定上帝其他方面的特性。
They like to concentrate on the love of God.
很多人只是想集中在上帝的爱里面。
But they want to ignore the justice of God.
但是他们想忽略上帝的公义。
They would rather focus on the mercy of God.
很多人是更加喜欢上帝的怜悯。
And ignore the judgment of God.
而忽视了上帝的审判。
But all of God's characters go together.
但是我们知道上帝所有的特质都是连成一体的。
They cannot be separated.
而不可以去分割的。
Jehovah in the Old Testament communicates the covenant-making God.
在今日旧约圣经里面是跟我们讲耶和华的名，是表明上帝是一位同人立约的上帝。
The name Jehovah communicates that he is God our provider.
耶和华这个名字是代表着上帝就是我们的供应者。
Jehovah communicates of God the giver.
耶和华是说到上帝就是给予者。
It communicates of Jehovah God our sustainer.
当我们用耶和华这个字的时候，是表明上帝是我们的支持和维系的上帝。
Jehovah speaks of God's generosity.
我们知道耶和华这个名字也讲到上帝的宽宏大量。
Jehovah speaks of God's graciousness.
耶和华亦都显明了上帝的恩典和慈爱。
But El represents the God who revealed himself in the Bible.
但是伊勒则是代表在圣经里面上帝的自我启示。
The God of moral absolutes.
我们见到这个是包括上帝的品德，就是绝对完美的品德。
The God of moral standards.
我们见到上帝就是完美道德的唯一标准。
The God who demands something out of us.
这个的上帝是对我们有要求的。
The choice of the word ill by the Holy Spirit here in this psalm is very significant.
在这篇诗里面，圣灵是选择了伊勒。其实伊勒呢，这个字是很特别的。
Now you will understand the description of a fool.
咁当我哋去了解咗耶和华究竟系边个，上帝究竟有啲乜嘢特质嘅时候呢，我哋就可以知道，开始去睇下究竟边个系愚顽人，愚顽人又有啲乜嘢特质呢？
A fool, therefore, includes the atheists.
原来愚顽人是包括无神论者。
But not only the atheists.
但是原来不单止是无神论者的吧。
A fool includes the agnostic.
亦都是包括了一些不可知的论者。
But not only the agnostics.
亦都是不单止是不可知论的人的。
A fool includes those who are indifferent toward God.
愚顽人亦都包括嗰啲对上帝无动于衷嘅人。
The word fool includes everyone who worships a god of their own image.
愚顽人呢个词亦都包括嗰啲人系拜自己所做出嚟嘅神。
Everyone who wants a god who does not change them.
其实啊，每一个人都希望有上帝，但系上帝就唔会改变佢嘅。
Everyone who wants a God who does not challenge them.
他们想要的上帝是不会来质疑他们的。
Everyone who wants a God who does not demand righteousness from them.
大家想要的上帝是不会对他们要求公义的。
Everyone who wants a God who does not demand any sacrifice from them.
这些人想要的上帝是不需要他们奉献和牺牲的。
Everyone who wants a God who does not judge immorality.
这些人想要的上帝是不会对他们不道德的行为作出审判的。
Everyone who wants a God who does not condemn corruption.
人人啊，都想要的上帝是对他们堕落的行为不会骂他的啦。
Everyone who wants a God who does not demand allegiance and loyalty.
人人都想要的上帝是不需要他们付出忠诚和坚贞的啦。
Everyone who wants a God that does not demand to be accepted as the only truth.
是不是人人都要个上帝是不需要要求他们接受绝对的真理的呢？
All of this comes under the rubric of a fool.
其实这些东西全部都是愚顽人做的东西。
Fools come in all shapes and sizes.
愚顽人的类型是各式各样的。
I even read about the little boy who had atheist parents.
我曾经睇过一个故事，佢话一个男仔嘅爸爸妈妈都系无神论者嚟噶。
He could see the foolishness of their lifestyle。
个男仔就睇到佢爸爸妈妈嘅生活方式咧，好愚昧无知啊。
And one day he asked his parents a wise question.
於是有一日佢就問佢嘅爸爸媽媽啦，一條好聰明嘅問題。
He said, "Why do we fight against God so much when we do not believe in Him?"
佢話：既然你都唔相信有神有上帝嘅話，點解你仲要嘥咁多時間去拼命咁樣抵抗上帝呢
？I can tell you that young man is not a fool.
我可以話俾你聽，呢個小朋友唔係愚幻人。
Someone said it is better to remain silent and be considered a fool.
有人講過，情願保持沉默，俾人當做傻仔。
Then to open your mouth and remove all doubts.
都唔好開口去辯論所有嘅疑惑。
The fool says in his heart, "The Bible said there is no God."
聖經上面記載住咧，話愚幻人心裏面就話冇神嘅。
A literal translation of this would be the following.
其實從字面上面呢句説話可以咁樣理解嘅。
The fool is the one who denies the God who is revealing himself in his word.
否認上帝通過自己嘅話語嚟彰顯自己嘅嗰啲人係愚幻人。
A fool is the one who refuses to accept God's injunctions.
愚幻人拒絕接受上帝嘅指令。
A fool is the one who rejects God's Messiah.
愚幻人是拒絕上帝的尼賽亞。
A fool is the one who refuses to submit to God's moral absolutes.
愚幻人是拒絕遵從上帝完全的道德律。
A fool is the one who denies that the only God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愚幻人否认上帝是独一的真神，并且否认他就是主耶稣基督的父亲。
A fool is the one who denies that Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only way to salvation.
愚幻人否认耶稣就是通往救恩和通往父上帝那里的唯一一条道路。
Now that is the biblical definition of a fool.
其实这件事就正正就是圣经里面对愚幻人的定义了。
The word fool that is used here is the Hebrew word Nabal.
我们看到愚幻人这三个字呢，在希伯来文就是 Nabal.
It does not mean stupid.
它不是说蠢的意思，愚幻人不是等于蠢。
It does not denote intellectual weakness.
它所指的不是说你智力很低啊，很蠢啊。
No one is accusing unbelievers of being dumb or stupid.
亦都冇人指责唔信嘅人系愚蠢噶。
But the word Nabal means moral perversion.
但系 Nabal 呢个字系指道德上面嘅败坏。
Many of those who do not believe in God are brilliant people.
我想话俾你听，好多唔信上帝嘅人呢，佢哋都系聪明绝顶、博学多才嘅人。
They are intellectually brilliant.
佢哋喺智力上面系非常之出色噶。
They are thinking people.
他们都是非常之擅长于思考的人。
But when it comes to the all-important truth, they are foolish.
但是他们面对那个最重要、最重要的真理的时候，却是愚昧的。
There is something else I want you to notice in this verse.
在这节的经文里面，我希望你注意到另外一些事。
All earthly courts would pronounce judgment upon a person that is accused of an action.
所有世界上面的家庭都是根据被告人的行为来宣判的。
Earthly courts judge a person for something they did.
世界上面的法庭去审判一个人是因为他们所做的事。
Or something he said.
或者是因为他们所讲的说话。
Or some crime he committed.
有时是因为他所犯的某些罪行。
But only the heavenly court is able to judge a person based on his thoughts.
只有天上面的法庭是根据一个人的心思意念来审判的。
The courts of heaven are the only place where your thoughts will be judged.
唯有在天上面的法庭是审判你心思意念的地方。
Where the secrets of the mind and the heart will be judged.
在那里要审判你心灵最隐密的深处。
Because the fool said in his heart there is no God.
因为愚幻人的心里面讲话根本就没有上帝。
He did not have to open his mouth.
佢唔需要开口讲出嚟噶。
He said it in his heart.
佢只需要喺佢心里面讲出嚟。
And that is why no one will make it to heaven other than by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以话，除非靠住主耶稣基督嘅恩典，根本就冇一个人能够上到天堂。
Look at verse 2.
不如让我哋一齐嚟睇下第二节啦。
For by nature, no one seeks after God.
所以在本性上面，没有一个人是寻求上帝的。
God looks down from heaven.
耶和华上帝从天上面去垂看世人。
And he cannot find anyone who by nature seeks after him.
他找不到任何一个在本性上面寻求上帝的人。
Not a single human being in the universe seeks after him.
甚至在宇宙里面连一个人去寻求上帝的都没有。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very, very carefully as I'm coming to the end here.
各位亲爱的朋友，我在结束的时候希望你很仔细、很仔细地去听。
If you are seeking after God right now,
如果你今日在这里寻找上帝的话，
It is because God has been seeking after you.
你要知道，我哋识得去寻找上帝，系因为上帝已经预先寻找咗我哋。
You are only responding to him.
我哋嘅工作系只系回应紧上帝。
So he says, by nature, no one seeks after God.
所以上帝就咁样话，按本性根本就冇一个人系寻求紧上帝。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你好仔细收听我的结论。
Is God calling to you in your heart right now?
究竟在你的心里面，上帝是不是呼唤着你呢？
Perhaps you have heard his voice, but you have hesitated to respond.
可能你已经听到他的声音，但是你还在犹豫着说，我会不会应好呢？
God loves you, and He desires to live in fellowship with you.
我喺度想话俾你听，上帝好爱你，并且佢非常之渴望同你建立美好嘅关系。
Decide today to follow Him and separate yourself from those who deny Him.
今日我喺度好希望你能够做出一个决定嚟，决定跟随上帝，从拒绝。佢嘅人群当中分别出嚟，你只需要做一个决定，就系话我今日愿意相信耶稣基督，相信上帝，佢系愿意去赦免我嘅罪行，佢系愿意去改变我。今日我就愿意口里承认，心里相信，承认上帝系我嘅主。听众朋友，如果你都愿意嘅话，希望你就能够。去做一个祷告，就是讲到主啊，求你去赦免我，因为我是一个罪人，求你使我能够学识去跟随你，我愿意去认识你。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们。听众朋友，如果你有做过这样的祷告的话，希望你亦都能够写信给我们，在这里愿上帝赐福给你，我们下次再会。